Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, it's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight, as he will be back tomorrow, both on Coast to Coast and here on the bench. We've got a Monday night. We've got Monday Night Football, where the Ravens have, let's just be honest, they've looked absolutely awful. They're down 16-3 in the second half. They've got a lot of time left, but they also have a lot of work to do. We have MLB playoffs, where the Giants and Dodgers are underway, but up at Fenway now 5-5, the Rays and the Red Sox tied, as the Rays just scored a couple of runs in the top of the eighth inning. Who else? Randy Arozarena drives in the tying run. Never ends for him in October. The guy is just an absolute machine. So we have all that live stuff going on, Mafia, and we also have the first coach of the NFL season to go down, and boy, what a way did he in John Gruden. Mafia, good evening. How are you?
I'm a lot better than John Gruden. I have to go check my emails, though, make sure nothing in there. I mean, if you want to talk about the superfecta of topics you do not want to be part of right now in your emails, your social media, whatever, he hit them all. He hit the superfecta. He, you know, when I said the big payday, he's losing the big payday. $60 million getting left behind because he just didn't know that whatever you put on the internet stays on the internet. And I don't think anybody would have had a ticket on John Gruden being the first out, but there he goes.
There he goes indeed. He was in the fourth year of that 10-year deal that he had signed with the Raiders. And look, this kind of built up, Moff, over the last couple of days. Friday, of course, you had the email about what he said about DeMaurice Smith. That got through the weekend. And then all of a sudden you get to today. I guess whoever was leaking the emails, Mafia, decided, oh, you're not going to fire him yet? All right, how about now? And they decided to then release more emails where, you said it, he basically hit the superfecta. He basically checked off every single box. Let me insult this person, this group of people, this person, that person, that person.
Racism, women, and homosexuality,
racism,
all in one
misogyny,
email.
Racism, sexism. You go, I mean, he took a couple of whacks at Goodell, obviously. I mean, this was basically, they said, all right, you don't want to get rid of him off of the first one? Now you better get rid of him. And Mark Davis really had no choice. Gruden technically resigns. Good statement here, Moff. I have resigned as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction. Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt anyone. There you go, John Gruden.
Thank you to all the players who now hate me, the staff who probably didn't like me to begin with, and the fans who are going to turn on me in a second.
Yeah, I mean, look, there was no other way to go here, Mafia, that's for sure. I mean, this was it. You've seen it by now, the stuff that was in the New York Times. It wasn't going to happen. He wasn't going to save his job. He deserves to be fired, resigned, whatever the hell you want to call it. And now he's gone. And not only is he gone from the Raiders, Mafia, you will not see John Gruden again, really in any capacity involving the National Football League, whether it's team, coaching, broadcasting, whatever. The ship is sailing away for John Gruden, as it should.
They'll bring him back the QB bus?
Yeah, I don't think the bus will be pulling up. I do not think that the QB bus is going to be pulling up. And look, this all stemmed from, I guess, the Washington emails, because these emails were to Bruce Allen. There's a couple other people on them as well. So all that email digging that they did during the Dan Snyder Washington football team stuff, Mafia, is what led to these Gruden emails. So, welcome all of our radio affiliates right now. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight. Sports Map, Sports Byline, the Mightier 1090, Sirius XM, Channel 204, rocking with you. Right here, we are just getting going. We've got Monday Night Football. We've got baseball playoffs. We've got John Gruden resigning, a.k.a. fired, as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. So, yeah, Moff, it's you know, and you never got to see really a lot of stuff out of that Washington thing. You know, they gave Snyder whatever it was, but this is the first time you got actual hard emails out of that Washington investigation. It ends up burning Gruden, not the Washington team.
Yeah, that's the irony of it. I mean, I know we got rid of Bruce Allen, and I got rid of, you know, they had the broadcasting there. But outside of that, like, how many heads really rolled in that? You know, the one that they were going after didn't. You know, Snyder's still owning the team. They didn't get rid of him. I think that was what the target of all this really was. Didn't do anything to him. But somehow it goes all the way across country and hits John Gruden. I mean, people just got to be smart. And, you know, I know this is different than, you know, obviously putting something in Twitter that comes back 10 years later. And obviously, it's kind of tough in a way to be bitten by something you said a decade ago. But still, there's no place for what this, you know, the stuff that he was putting out there, whether it be just the stuff about DeMaurice Smith, which that was the weakest attempted, you know, excuse I've ever heard of. That was like the Myers-Leonard was like, oh, I didn't know what that word meant. Well, then you don't use it. Or him to say like, oh, that's how I describe liars. Really? Then you're the only person in the world who uses that to describe a liar. You know, it's not like Pinocchio. He's talking about the guy's nose growing or something. So it was just terrible excuse there. And then they just piled it on and on and on. And like you said, there's nothing else to do but move on at this point.
Yeah, that's it. It's the best thing, really, for everybody involved. Get him out of there as fast as possible. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight. We are just getting going. We'll take a look at what's happening with the football game and the baseball game. Pharrell on the bench, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We roll on after this.
It's a jungle out there.
So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed.
That's where we come in.
Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio tonight. Scotty back tomorrow. There's a lot going on here, Mafia, and we'll get back to the Gruden stuff in a bit. We had replays in both games going. The Red Sox Verdugo was called out at third in the bottom of the eighth, trying to tag up. Kiermaier nailed him from center field. They reviewed it. It stands up. He's out. They go to the ninth at Fenway. Now, tell me what's going on, because I had flipped over to the baseball. It's 16-3 Colts. Ravens had a first and goal at the one. And you said there was a fumble by Jackson. It was returned by the Colts. What are they still looking at this? What's the deal here?
They're still looking at it in commercial, but your boy Lamar tried to run. Linebacker comes up and knocks it free. Now, it depends on how they called it up. Fumble on the field. They pick it up, and as the linebacker starts chipping, so being smart he is, sees one of his defensive backs right there, just tosses it back to him, and he takes it the rest of the way down the sideline for the touchdown. Now, obviously, they're reviewing it. Knee was down, but he had the ball in his right hand. Looks like he's switching it over to the left as the knee is coming down. So I don't know if they're going to say that since it was, you know, changing hands, it wasn't being possessed, and it's a fumble. Or do they change it and say, okay, he still had the ball and it wasn't completely out yet? We'll have to see. But with it being called the fumble on the field, you would have to assume that they're probably going to leave it.
You would have to assume that. Let's see here. This is, I mean, you talk about crucial. This is the game right here, because I don't know if the Ravens
down. Yeah, they count this as game over.
They're down 20 with a quarter and a half to play. I don't like their chances there. I mean, you're talking about they're a yard away from making this a one-score game. So this is a very crucial review that we've got going here. I'm going to flip back to it, Mafia, as they go to the ninth, like we mentioned in Fenway.
Your boy Leonard is the one that picks it up originally and then starts tripping over his own feet and tosses it back. They can't read the name on the back of 34's jersey there, but Rodgers takes it the rest of the way.
Wow.
That's going to be a huge, huge turnover.
They're still reviewing this year? This is a long review.
Of course they are. It takes forever. Everything in the NFL takes forever. I mean, I was watching towards the end of that first half there, and I literally think they went to commercial three times before they came back and actually played a snap at one point. I just don't know what happened. They would come back, talk for about 10 seconds, and go throw back to commercial. But they're still looking at the tablet here.
Jeez.
Now the headset's coming off.
Oh, here we go.
Not yet. Hands on it, but still talking. Come on, Stripes, let's go. We got bets here.
I know. This is crucial for a lot of things.
The NFL is the worst in person.
We got knockout and implications here, too, as we unfortunately are sweating out the Ravens here at home against the Colts on a Monday night, trying to advance to the next week in the knockout. Have they come out to the field yet? Oh, he's down, Moff. I finally saw it. I threw the game on. He's down.
Nope. I think they're going to keep it the same way because I thought Lamar just threw his hands up.
Yeah, Lamar does not look happy. Now, are they giving him the touchdown the other way? About that part of it. Because that first down they're calling here. So they did not give him the touchdown, Moffy. Where are they giving the Colts the football? Because you could stomach it if they didn't advance it.
Oh, they're saying Leonard was down when he tried to lateral it.
So they're going to be on their own 25-yard line, it looks like, is where the Colts are going to be. Yep, he's down. Down on the lateral. Well, that does change things significantly here, Mafia. It does, because I think that obviously 13 is still doable if they can get a stop here, get the ball back. They're starting to move on this drive. They did fumble it inside the five, but they were moving the football, which they have not been doing all night. And right now, Mav, Ravens plus 7.5 live, money line plus 350, if you're a believer.
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't touch that right now the way that they – I mean, I know they're starting to move it, but they're also not stopping the Colts. So
there goes Pittman.
As they take off
wild
for another 20 yards, yeah.
Oh, boy. See, this is a tricky spot. You've got a home favorite down big here in the second half. It's a two-score game. Are they worth a pop here, Moff? Are they worth a pop?
Not from what I've seen.
I mean, this is like the best that Wentz has looked all year here tonight, too. Wentz is playing great. I remember me and Dane talking about his yardage prop on Coast to Coast today was 220.5. I mean, he's got near 300 yards already, right? He might be over it for, you know. Look at this. I mean, they're at the 40, Moff. This is it.
He's already got 283.
They're finished.
283 yards and two TDs for Carson Wentz, 17 to 24. This is a guy, the best the guy's looked since he hurt his knee in Philadelphia. Forget this year. Plus, he looked like 3 years.
I mean, we said how great it was that they didn't allow the return back for a touchdown. Like, what's the difference? They're gonna score in like 2 minutes anyway. Like, they're just running the ball right down the field. Two huge plays.
Right, they're going to get the points and eat up the clock on the Ravens and give them less time to come back, too.
I mean, wow. This is unbelievable. They get a touchdown here. This game's over. This game is absolutely over. Taylor's running. He's getting 15 yards a clip, Moff. Like they're not even touching him in the first 10 yards of him running the football.
No, he's at the second level every time he touches it. It's not even like he doesn't have to make guys miss. He's not running over guys. It's just, you know, there they had the little pitch out. There was no one on the outside at all within 15 yards of him.
This is embarrassing.
No one was even out there blocking, and he had the ends completely sealed off.
Absolutely embarrassing. Yeah, he's got 283, 17 to 24, two touchdowns, 283. And we'll see if they punch it here. Now, what is let's do the quick math here, Mafia. 19-3 is actually still a two-score game, but they would need 2 two-point conversions. That's still 16 if they hold the Colts to a three. That's a lot of work, two touchdowns and 2 two-point conversions without giving up anything else.
Yeah, I mean, if they lose this game, too, that makes everything very, very muddled in the AFC North. Them at 3-2, Cincy 3-2, Cleveland 3-2, and the Steelers right behind them at 2-3. I mean, a lot of people were pretty much writing off the Steelers, and, you know, before the game they played this week against Denver. They're only going to be a game out right now if Baltimore ends up losing this, and they got everybody right there.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying to Kaplan. I mean, that they're helped in the situation that they're in probably the worst division this year. It's probably, you know, you see, it's hard to say that the NFC East is worse because Dallas is actually a good team this year. I don't know if you could say that yet about anybody in the AFC South, and they got first and goal now.
Oh, that was just the AFC North there. I mean, the AFC South, they'll be in second place again behind Tennessee, you know, especially with your Bills going to town next week. They might, you know, be able to go tie up Tennessee halfway through and then just beat up on Texas and Jacksonville, whoever gets more wins out of that.
They win this game tonight. They are very much back in the mix here to possibly win that division because the Titans haven't looked good at all. Titans have been awful. They have not had a big-time performance yet, and they're in. That's a touchdown. Wow. I mean, what a turn of events here. Jonathan Taylor, four-yard touchdown run. It's going to be 22-3. Extra point will make it a 20-point game, and the Ravens are just getting at their doors blown off at home tonight against the Colts, the 1-3 Colts. Unbelievable. Frill on the Bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight. Sports Grid Radio, we are hanging with you for the next couple of hours. We'll check in on the baseball next. We'll keep our eye on this football game. Talk more about the games over the weekend. Frill on the Bench, Carver High and Mafia. We keep rolling after this.
Through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
And we're back. Pharrell on the Bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight. We are hanging with you on Sports Grid Radio, watching the Monday Night Football game, baseball playoffs, and a lot more. So now 22-3, the Colts lead the Ravens. Colts went for two to make it a 21-point game, did not get it. So Ravens already at midfield, and they got it. And for a Raven offense, we know how the Ravens operate, Mafia. They're a bully team. They want to play from ahead. They want to ram the football down your throat. When they get in situations like this, where they're down three scores, very, very tough for them. Right now, plus 11.5 live, plus 710 on the money line. Do you give them any shot at all here, Mafia? Any shot at all as we're trying to stay alive in the knockout pool? You're done. We're saying they're finished. End of the night.
You know, I think your boy helped them out there. You're going for two. I really don't understand that. I know, like, you're trying to get to 21 versus 20, but even if it's 20, you still need at least three touchdowns, like we were saying in the break. 19 now, you can get there with two touchdowns and a field goal as long as you get the two-point conversions. Easier said than done, but still a little easier than having to get a third touchdown in the time frame that they have, given how their offense runs. But even then, down, 19 points like they are, you haven't been able to stop the Colts much, especially in the second half. I mean, Jonathan Taylor's doing what he wants. They just ran the ball down their throats. What was like six plays, 80-something yards on that drive, in 3.5 minutes. They really didn't do anything to shut them down or slow them up or whatever. It didn't matter that they called back the touchdown. They would have been better off if they just gave it to them and then had that extra 3.5 minutes to work with.
And they are in the end zone, Moff. Boom.
I was just going to say, you can't trust Hollywood Brown to hold on to the ball, and then he catches that. So
there you go. Ravens bat 43-yard touchdown for Hollywood Brown from Lamar. And they're going to – and you know what is going to happen here, Mafia. For guys like me that have the Ravens in their knockout pools this week, they're going to get teased by the Raiders here. You know what's going to happen. You just know.
Oh, yeah. They're going to come back. They're going to take the lead and you lose on a field goal.
They could take the lead and lose on a field goal. That would be even worse. I'm just asking to get me within a score, Mavi. Just get me in a score and tease me that way. You're saying I'm going to take the lead and then still lose? Come on, like Mavi. What are you trying to do to me here?
They're going to go down like the Lions. I saw that they're the only team in the history to lose on 250-plus-yard game-winning field goals in the same season.
Oh, man. And now here we go with the going for two games. Of course, it didn't work for the Colts. The Ravens are going to go for two, and Lamar got it. He stretched the arm out. No way. They're going to have to look at that. He stretched the arm out.
He stretched it out, but was he down? We got to see the review on that. You know, watch the knee.
Now, I don't like this call anyway, Mafia. Like, I get it. 11, it gives you a touchdown, a two, and a field goal. Let's see here. He's still in the air.
Elbows down. Elbows down long before he even gets it close.
Right there. Yep. Down.
He's a good half yard short.
I don't like the chasing points. I just don't like it. I can't stand it. Why chase points? Just make it 22-10. What do we got to chase points for?
If you chase the points, then they only need the field goal if they get both those. But I mean, at least now, still down.
They would have needed
15.
Well, listen, to be fair, I guess this is why I'm not a chart and graph guy in the NFL with the two-point conversions. I guess, Mafia, to be fair, 12 and 13 is no different.
Right, and now the touchdowns, you're still winning game here.
Right, whereas even if you went kick the field goal there, you would still need two touchdowns. So when you get in, if you got to 11, I get it. It's a little bit of a different story, whatever. The main thing is, Mafia, for the scope of the game, the Ravens needed an absolute quick response after that cold touchdown. They get it. They have life back now, down 13. Still an entire quarter to go. But geez, Mafia, can you make a stop at some point? Ravens now plus 6.5, plus 390 on the money line here. So they'll start at the 20. Can you get a little stop from the defense here, Mafia, at home? Geez, come on.
That's what you need, because you know they're going to be working this clock. They're not going to be trying to do big things here. You're not going to really see Wentz go deep too much. You might take a shot or two here or there, but I think it's going to be a lot of just running plays with Taylor, and then maybe some easy passes like flares out, little screens or something like that, where it's pretty much guaranteed you're making the catch, and then just depends what you get afterwards, because that'll still run the clock.
Okay, so Colts got it, 52 seconds left. The baseball game, Mafia, still in the ninth inning. Do the Red Sox have something cooking here? Let's get that back up as we flip back and forth between the two games. Bottom nine, man on second, one out for the Sox, Mafia. They can end the series with a base hit here. It looks like Travis Shaw up at the plate for the Sox. With Hernandez on deck, Vasquez is at second. I mean, Vasquez is just... I mean, he has just completely wrecked him in this series. What did he do? He singled to left, and they moved him over with a sacrifice. So opportunity for the Red Sox to win this, Moff. And listen, I'm getting bad feelings about this Red Sox situation. If they win this game tonight, another crazy win against the Rays, I could just see it now. They're going to go to the World Series. It's going to be one of these Red Sox out-of-nowhere runs. They'll beat the Astros or the White Sox, and they'll end up playing for the Fall Classic.
Yeah, it does give you that kind of feeling. When you get such a fluke play like they did, and the bounce off the outfielder, and then you count it perfectly in your favor. Because, yes, by the letter of the law, he has to, ground rule double, that's it. But, there's been times you've seen them kind of award the extra base. But when that works in your favor, then you get the win, and now you have another situation. You might get, last bottom of the ninth win here or extra innings again. If that happens, you got to have so much momentum for you, and that gives you, such a good feeling. And it's a team that builds off it. And it'll be like, the kind of storybook thing for, Alex Cora gets the World Series, gets fired because of the scandal, comes back and brings him right back there. That would just be completely fitting, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. Yes, that would be completely fitting for a situation like this. So what happened with Travis Shaw here? I see guys going around the bases. Never good. Shaw reaches on an infield single. Vasquez goes to third. So now Enrique Hernandez up. First and third, one out, bottom of the ninth. Sac fly can win it. Obviously in the ninth with a tie game and guys on, Mafia, they're not going to give you a live line for this game. Man.
There's a big spot here. Just make contact. All you got to do. Don't go trying to put it out of the park. Don't try to bang it up the Great Monster. Just make some contact and hope something happens.
This was the night I needed to. I forgot to bring the second screen in, Mafia. I'm not going to lie. What a bad job by me with the television situation tonight for Pharrell on the Bench. I usually have two TVs going if there's a couple of interesting things happening. I was very busy before we started, and I forgot to set up my second screen. So now I'm forced to bounce back and forth here, and I'm on a delay as it is. So this is just not working out for me. I'm back on the baseball now on FS1. So first and third, one out. And Enrique Hernandez coming up to the plate.
Yeah, the same situation. I forgot to bring the other tablet or bring the Chromecast to do it on the TV down here because I have the cable in the basement here in the playroom, so I only get the one tablet. So I'll keep track of football. You do the baseball. We'll keep it that way.
All right.
Right now, Colts in business again before they start the third quarter there. They get a first down, 6-yard run by Wentz, and a 6-yard run by Taylor, and once again, a first down right away.
Yeah, that just it's amazing how the great mighty Raven defense can't get a stop here against the Colts tonight when they need it. They get a score, have a chance to get another score, get within a touchdown, and they're just completely giving it away. The Red Sox are going to win this game. Later on, Mafia, we're not going to get into it now because we only got a couple minutes left here. But at some point between now and the end of the program, we will have to talk about two things that I didn't really get to talk about on Coast to Coast today. One is, of course, the classic Wilder Fury fight from Saturday night. That is a must-have to talk about. And secondly, really didn't get to discuss in great detail the craziness of all the college football games on Saturday because it was bonkers between Alabama losing, the Texas-Oklahoma game was nuts. Penn State unfortunately gets the big injury, and they end up losing to Iowa, and they had the game in hand up 17-3.
Yeah, almost in Arkansas, another shootout.
Yeah, that game was bananas as well. So a lot of crazy games in college football, and it's going to set up these final 6 weeks, and we're still a few weeks away from the first college football playoff ranking. And here we go. That is a deep fly by Enrique Hernandez. We caught it. Here comes the run, and that's going to do it. Sox win. Sox eliminate the Rays, Mafia. Can you believe this nonsense?
I cannot. I thought the Rays were going to clobber them this series. I thought whoever came out of that wild card game was in for trouble, and the Red Sox do what they do, and somehow with the horseshoe that they pull out from behind, they end up getting a win.
And here's what bothers you, too. And look, do you want to say this is, Yankee fan sour grapes? We'll talk about it when we come back. Pharrell on the Bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. He'll be back tomorrow right here on Sports Grid Radio. We will come back. The Red Sox are moving on to the ALCS. We'll see if the Ravens defense can actually get a stop as well. Pharrell on the Bench. We keep rolling right after this.
Living through a revolution. Sports gaming is sweeping the country.
You can feel it.
Soon you'll be drowning in noise from posers and wannabes.
They have noise.
We have analysis and expert information.
Stick with who you know.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we are back. Pharrell on the Bench, Carver High, and Mafia here with you in for Scotty. Scotty will be back tomorrow night right here on the bench. He'll be also coast to coast in the afternoon. So the Rays are done. 100 wins down the drain. They lose in four to the Red Sox. The Colts Mafia have added on a field goal, 25-9. They lead the Ravens. So 16 points, two touchdowns, two point conversions can still get the Ravens back in this game. Plus 10.5 live, plus 980 on the money line. Total 43.5. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll get excited, Mafia, if they get a touchdown with the two. But as of right now, I'm not feeling too good.
No, I'm not feeling good at all. I mean, especially the way we talked about it. You know, it's one thing to have to score the points. Another thing, you know, you got to hold them. You can't say, okay, well, we need this many points and then let them go down and score. Now you got the three instead of the seven here. But still, you know, there was no hesitation by the Colts in moving that ball down the field. There was no issue. There wasn't, you know, until they got down into their, you know, the deep into Baltimore's end, they just did whatever they wanted. They had a, you know, a big 22-yard run by Melvin Mack. They had, you know, 18-yard pass to Alley Cox. There was just no problem with them slicing through the defense until they got deep into Baltimore's end. So even if you say, okay, well, you know, you got a field goal now, we're going to get a touchdown. Still, another field goal still puts you back behind the eight ball. So there's nothing you can do.
Well, that's the thing. You could talk all you want about the Ravens. They're only two scores down. They could do this. The problem is they haven't stopped the Colts the entire second half. Every time the Colts have had the ball, they've shoved it right in their face. So what's the difference? I mean, who cares if you're going to score and you're going to keep giving up points? It doesn't matter at this point. So awful, awful effort by the Ravens tonight at home. And you just knew it, Mafia. And this is, of course, whining about the knockout. You knew all the people who took the Vikings and the Patriots who should have went home yesterday, and they squeak by. And you're sitting there going, ha, 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 I did the smart thing. I got the Ravens at home tomorrow night. Nothing's ever easy in the NFL. Absolutely nothing is ever easy.
Don't even get me started on those two games. I tease both those down as, you know, a nice teaser. Hit everything else except for, you know, Houston blowing that lead. Well, actually, I did hit Houston because they were covering.
Houston.
It was Carolina, the ones that called me. Carolina and Minnesota. Minnesota, I teased down to a measly 3 points against the Lions, who were cursed. And you can't cover that.
Awful. Great catch by Mark Andrews here. Ravens already at midfield. They are on the move. I was making you my now I'll do my Red Sox complaining to you that I was about to do before the break. I know it sounds like, you know, just Yankee fan complaining, but this, like, the Rays, they bother me because we know how much they dominate the Yankees, and they dominated the Red Sox in the regular season as well. They win 100 games, and they go down quietly in four to the Sox. And this Sox team, forget about a couple years ago with Cora winning. This is going to be like 2013 when they really came out of nowhere to win the World Series. It's going to be like that. This is going to be some out of nowhere. Red Sox win the watch. They'll probably get the Giants, 107 wins. The Giants will go weak against the Red Sox in the World Series. It just has that feel to it, Mafia. It bothers me.
You know, it's really going to bother you is next round when it's them and the Astros facing off against each other. Cora and his former team that he cheated with on who gets to go to the World Series and possibly take a title.
I mean, don't get me started, Moff. I'm staring at going to be in Cape Cod this weekend, of course, for the Cape Cod Irish Open. And let me tell you, obviously, over the last 20 years, I've had plenty of Cape Cod trips where the Red Sox were in the ALCS. And it is it ain't fun up there if you're a Yankee fan.
No, I would assume not.
It ain't fun being in that bar in Cape Cod when the Red Sox are playing, and especially since they're going to be playing the freaking Astros. Maybe the White Sox will have a little life tomorrow. Can the White Sox give us a little thunderbolt and give us a fifth game down in Houston? Got much faith in them either, Mafia. Jeez.
It doesn't matter according to them, right? Because the cheating is still going on in Houston. They're just going to hit every fastball they throw at them, right?
Like, Moff, why would you do that in the middle of the series? Why would you rattle, and I'm going to say rattle, but why would you poke at the Astros? You're down 2-1. You finally score some runs off of them in game 3 at home. And why even bring this stuff up? I just don't understand the strategy behind the White Sox doing this stuff with Houston. I don't get it.
I don't either. I mean, I get that everyone hates them. Everyone wants to take their shots at them. But like you said, you're in the middle of the series. And if you're going to wake them up, that's the wrong time to do it because you're not even up 2-1. It's one thing if you're up 2-1 and you had the first two games, you know, work out. You had two games work out for you. And then you can say, yeah, well, we're going to beat them anyway, even though they cheated us. And, you know, well, whatever you want to say, you're down 2-1. You're the one who's behind. So at least wait till it's tied up and it's anybody's game in the fifth game. You don't go after you finally win a game and talk trash about them.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, that's for sure. And by the way, tomorrow you got Lance McCullers and Carlos Rodon, 2:07 p.m. Eastern, first pitch out in Chicago. White Sox -122 favorite tomorrow, Astros +104. Ravens are already at the 5 with just under 10 minutes. And there's a touchdown for Mark Andrews. I see some flags, though, Mafia. It's in the secondary, so you'd think it's going to be on the Colts, you would hope. But Mark Andrews gets in the end zone for you, Mafia.
Oh, not for me, against me. He was the one, he was the one holding back. Yeah. I was playing against Mark Andrews. I was up by like 8 points coming in here because I had Russell Wilson, who, of course, went down early on Thursday just to kill me while I had Baker Mayfield on the bench lining it up against the Chargers to figure out Mayfield's going to have a tough time against that defense. Yeah. Russell Wilson breaks his finger, and now I'm losing this game because Mark Andrews is just going off. I mean, you know, I took my shot at, you know, Marquise Brown. He got a couple more catches, so he's doing better this game. Still not the elite or number one receiver that they wanted when they drafted him, but Mark Andrews sure is, even though he's a tight end. 9 receptions, 129 yards, and a touchdown.
Drive, 6 for 6 for Lamar, 78 yards on that drive. And they were pretty quick, too, moving it down. And there's the Ravens. They get the deuce, Moff. So here we go. The tease is on for everybody who thinks they still have a chance to advance with the Ravens in their knockout pools. The tease is on. And Moff, a lot of time left, 9.5 minutes. Now an 8-point game, but it goes back to what you said before. If you don't, you haven't stopped them all night, you need to eventually stop them at some point if you're going to have a chance to win this game.
Right, and they haven't. I mean, if you look at the way things went down, this, you know, the last drives that they've had, let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, the last 4 drives, field goal, touchdown, touchdown, field goal. I mean, you're not doing anything against their offense. You're letting them do what they want. Sure, at some point, you kick in the bend but don't break mentality. Great, but you're still giving up points, which you can't do when you were back down by 19 points. And now you've cut it to 8. It's a great job by you. You showed some life. You got some quick movement in the offense, which isn't your M.O. You know, you're a grinded, slow pace, you know, pound you with the run, and you've mixed it up with the pass here, and Lamar's done a great job. Even though he missed a couple guys, like, I mean, 25 of 29, he's been incredible. He missed a couple of them earlier on where he had a guy, you know, in the end zone twice. He missed Brown not throwing it to him. He threw it to Andrews short while Brown was wide open going to the end zone. And then I don't think it was Brown. I think it was Watkins who was going across the end zone that he missed just before the half as well. But still, the numbers he's putting up are great. And that's not what you expect from him on a passing end. He's doing a great job. But they'll themselves get down too much and the defense isn't holding them up.
Ravens now +5.5 live, +330. On the money line, 3-1, Mafia. 3-1, down 8. I pull you in?
Nope. It's worth a chance, you know, if you want to, but I'm not going to. I stayed away from this game
to begin with
because I didn't trust either side, and I'm staying away from it now because I just don't trust them to come back. This is, like you said, it's just setting up for the ultimate tease here.
It certainly is. It bothers
especially
me,
with them
sure.
Needing that, you know, that 2 now because they went for the 1 to begin with. You went for the 2-point conversion. You said you didn't like them chasing the points. If they kicked 7 there and then did 8 here, a touchdown wins it instead of now needing 8. Well, not wins it, but it would have tied it.
They'll get the touchdown and won't get the 2.
That's right. It'll be college style. It'll be, you know, Ole Miss and Arkansas here.
I'm going to check in. Let's see what's going on with the Giants and the Dodgers now, Mafia. Top of the 4th, scoreless. Right now, little pitcher's duel going between Wood and Scherzer. Scherzer now pitching in the 4th. He's got 7 Ks or 8 Ks now after 4 innings as they now go to the bottom of the 4th. So Max Scherzer back after a very spotty, some people call it gutsy. I call it spotty performance against the Cardinals in the wild card game and the outing before that against the Padres. He got lit up, Mafia. Tonight he's on fire. 8 Ks through 4, scoreless game, live total of 4.5 in the 4th inning. -108 to the under, -118 to the over. It looks like it's we got a little pitching duel out of Chavez Ravine tonight.
Yeah, this is what you went and got Scherzer for, even though you had a lot of guys on the staff that people talked about and that were all, you know, great and awesome. And you know, it came up even bigger now when your ace goes down that you have this guy, another ace, you know, in the hole there, and he's doing a great job stepping up here in the prime time position. The big thing though is going to be, you know, how do they approaches, you know, Roberts and the staff out in L.A. because he's got 4 innings, he's got 8 Ks. He's already got 62 pitches. So you get him, what, through maybe six before they probably yank him because his pitch count might be, you know, he's going to be in the 80s then? Or do they let him ride it out a little bit with how important this game is?
Yeah, let him go, that's for sure. All right, so 9.5, here comes the Colt drive to start. And Wentz, they actually didn't allow 10-plus yards on the first play, which is stunning in itself with the way the second half has gone for the Raven defense. They need a big play. They need a big stop. There is still enough time left in this football game for the Ravens to make something happen, but their defense has to help them out a little bit. Let's see what happens here. And this is the best game Wentz has played all year. And Wentz has been, honestly, I mean, he's been kind of awful the first four games, Moff. Then we sit here and he's balling out on Monday Night Football against the Ravens.
Yeah, we've seen him have the injuries with the foot and then both ankles. But right now, you know, he's doing what he's doing. He looks comfortable. He looks, you know, I don't want to say healthy because obviously he's not, but he's making the plays he needs to make. And, you know, he's run away from the rush a couple times too. It's not like he's stuck there and, you know, he's got cement feet. He's made some moves as well.
As Taylor, once again, little screen, Wentz almost missed him, and then he takes it about 30 yards down the field. I mean, there's three guys around him too. He breaks. Two guys had their hands on him, goes through him, and now they've got the ball at the Baltimore 40. Got 161 scrimmage yards, your boy Jonathan Taylor tonight. Two touchdowns on 12 touches.
Doesn't matter how quick you score, if you let them come down and put it back in the end zone or through the uprights.
What an awful performance by this defense. Ooh, and they had a chance to get Wentz. There he goes. He goes down. Rip the ball out. Now they'll get the flag. See, this is
horse collar.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You have got to be kidding me here, Mafia.
No, I don't have a problem with that. When he tried to get away, we'll have to see if these replay, if his fingers did get it or not, but it looked like a horse collar. It looked like he grabbed him right by the back there.
Personal foul. What's the call, Moff? I know we both don't have it on, obviously, but he didn't make a roughing the passer. He didn't even make a horse. Did he make a horse collar signal? What was the call? I mean, why can't we just tackle the guy, Moff? Why can't we just tackle him? What are we doing here?
It was a horse collar.
Oh, yeah, he got him. Right now you can see him grab the two. I mean, this is just, they're just not destined to win this football game. Nothing going their way. Absolutely nothing. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Cover High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight on a Monday night right here on Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back, finish off hour number one. Hour number two, we have a lot to get into. The Colts just running wild here down in Baltimore. Pharrell on the bench, we keep rolling after this.
With people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
All right, and we're back for all on the bench. Carver, I, and Mafia in for Scotty. He will be back tomorrow, coast to coast and the bench right here at Sports Grid Radio. The Colts continue to pick up first downs. The clock continues to run as there's now 6 minutes left. Got a second and 11 here, and they just keep picking up first downs, Mafia. I mean, it's just what an awful performance by the Baltimore defense at home tonight. The mighty Raven D.
Right, and then what happens? You know, they go down and watch them. If they get a field goal, you go down, you get a touchdown in 3 minutes again. Great. Now, for 3 minutes, they just run the ball, and keep getting first downs because you're not doing anything.
Yeah, they should just put everybody out of their misery tonight and just end this with a touchdown now. That's what they really should do. Honestly, field goal, they're not coming back from two scores with under 6 minutes to go. It's just not. Because they're almost out of timeouts, too. And you know that what's the onside kick right now? It's like one out of every, 175. So they're not getting the ball back anyway at this point. They would need the Colts to do something really stupid. And the Colts haven't done anything really stupid all night. Look at this. Ravens rush yards allowed. Season 85. Tonight, 126. Just had the ball stuffed down their throat all night long. Sad. Very sad. I'm glad we're almost done with this, though, Mavi. So in the next hour, we can actually talk about other things that happened. Ooh, look at that. Finally, the big, the mighty Raven D put with a bully stop. So we'll have a fourth down here. All right. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here on a Monday night. Sports Grid Radio. We will come back. Get to the end of this Colt Raven game. We've got a lot from the weekend to discuss as well. Hour number two on the bench right after this.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.